Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Listening to the sound
of my dear. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you. In the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Gateway is the right way at I-270, McDonald Boulevard online at St. Louis BuickGMC.com. Gateway Buick GMC now offers lifetime warranties on new and pre-owned vehicles. Gateway the right way. 888-865-9419 or online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway Buick GMC is having a lucky spring savings event in their showroom. Take advantage of your tax return and lower your current monthly car payment while driving away in a vehicle that makes sense and includes a lifetime warranty. Yes, a lifetime warranty. Call Gateway Buick GMC at 888-865-9419 for more details. Gateway, the right way at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gabe DeArmond's going to join us in a matter of moments here to get the latest on the Missouri coaching search. And Larry Nichols with us at 8:45. Brad Lee, who is outstanding, was with us in the Gateway Buick GMC studios in the 7 o'clock hour on the Blues' victory last night. Now a 5-point lead on the Kings and that wild card spot. And Doug, you know, they're close to the Oilers. They're close to the Predators, okay? So
they have an easy schedule. I mean, they play
after Phoenix, the next Greenwood, couple on the West Coast.
Avalanche, three times.
Laze Canuck.
Well, the one thing we have learned, if nothing else, is that you can't count on anything. When you think that they're in a bad situation, well, they won't win this game, they get the win. And when you think, like, here's a couple wins, it seems to go the other way, too.
I get killed on the text line for saying that too much.
Well... That's been the case this year.
No question.
They're so streaky. Six in a row on the upside, lose five in a row, win five in a row. It's hard to figure out what they're going to do tonight.
The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. A lot of compliments for Brad Lee coming in. He does do a really good job. Show is outstanding.
Knowledgeable puckster.
This kid is great. That is all. I don't know if he's a kid.
He's not really a kid.
He's not a kid, but he has a really good way of expressing his points, and he is knowledgeable. He does a very good job.
And from the 636, I know this is not a sports radio show, but please hang on to that Brad Lee guy. He's got some amazing insight and really great to listen to.
First of all, don't tell us what to do. Second of all, we know that he has insight. That's why he's on the show. We don't put a string of schleppers on here.
No, we do.
Shot at the Colonel, who joins us right now on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Good morning, Colonel.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys, I don't have insight or knowledge. I would put myself much more in the, the schlepper category?
Yeah, that's right.
But you also have a very good way about you, Gabe.
I do. I'm highly thought of by,
your wife.
McKernan.
I am. I'm a Colonel Lemming. I am. Colonel, what is the latest word?
Let's see. They are hiring everyone and no one.
Doug. Wow. That'll be a fun story to cover.
They will eventually hire a coach. My guess is we are going to get into next week. I don't see a resolution this week. Konzo Martin's team plays tonight. Tom Crean's team plays tonight. Everyone else that I think is kind of at the top of the wish list, and people have to understand, like, when we're putting out these lists, hey, it's based on kind of what we're hearing, what we think makes sense. But, you know, I've put out on Power Mizzou what I think the current top five are. I say it with, you know, everybody has to understand, Jim Stirk doesn't share his list with me. I'm putting together the best guess I can, but everyone they're looking at is still coaching, whether it's in the NIT or the NCAA tournament. So the earliest most of these guys are available is tomorrow. And I think Crean is the only one with any sort of real shot to be available by tomorrow. And they, you know, he may not be. They may go down to Georgia Tech and win tonight. But this is going to take, I think, at least into next week.
When you look at the list of coaches they've hired since Norm Stewart left, I guess Quinn Snyder was considered a hot hire, but none of the other guys were too much. Maybe Mike Anderson a little bit, but it's not like he was at a big school and had won a national championship or anything.
Right.
So is the Mizzou job as good as we would like to think it is?
Well, it depends on who you're asking. I've said a number of times, I don't think anyone thinks less of this job than Missouri fans themselves think of it right now. I think there is a lot to sell about it. I think it's a good job. I don't think it's a great job. It has been, I think people's viewpoint is really tarnished by the last two hires.
Yeah.
You know, the Haith hire was not viewed well. Obviously, it looked much better 1 year in, but turned out not to be a very good hire. The Kim Anderson hire was not viewed well and turned out really from the jump not to be a good hire. You know, I think the biggest problem for Missouri has been the last two hires. Mike Alden had a really good plan A. Matt Painter was a really good plan. Greg Marshall taking your shot. I still don't believe there was ever a time that Greg Marshall was all that interested in this job. I mean, he met with them. He went through the dance, but that's what Greg Marshall does. He goes through the dance all the time. I don't see Missouri being the place he was ever going to jump to. But plan A was good. The problem was when plan A fell through, what did you do? You went to plan Q in both cases, really. So I think Jim Stirk's directive and how we're going to find out how good he is, okay, if plan A doesn't work, and I don't know who plan A is. I feel pretty confident it's Crean and or Konzo Martin. But if plan A doesn't work, what's plan B? And can you get it done? Or plan C, plan D, whatever it is. You know, can you miss on your first guy and still make what people believe is a decent to good hire?
Colonel, Konzo Martin's name gets tossed around as well. How close was he in 2012 with Missouri?
I don't think...
11, I guess it would have been 2011, right?
Yeah, I think it would have been a really good hire in 2011. I think it would have been a pretty good hire in 2014. I don't get the... Basically, the understanding is just the timing didn't work out. I forget which one it was, but I think it was when they hired Haith. I think that Konzo had taken the Tennessee job like just a couple of days before. Basically, Missouri thought they were getting Painter. Konzo thought they were getting Painter, so he took the Tennessee job, and then Missouri opened up. So then the Painter thing fell apart. So Konzo was already off the table by then. Then during the last coaching search, I think that he had either taken the Cal job shortly before or just immediately after Haith left. I can't remember, but basically the timing just hasn't worked out either time. And so obviously this time the timing could work out, but now the Illinois job is open and that could throw a kink in things as well, because a common thought is, and my impression from, I don't know Konzo directly. I know some people who do. And the general thought is that if it came down to him being offered both Missouri and Illinois, he would take Illinois. You know, now obviously I don't think he's been offered either of those yet, although I do think he is certainly on the short list at both places.
Gabe, some schools use an outside company to head up their coaching search. Some schools don't. Missouri is using one. Is that just to add a buffer between the school and the potential coaching prospect if word gets out, so they can have plausible deniability and say, well, I never spoke directly to that school, or vice versa?
Yeah, that's a big reason. I think part of the reason is hiding what they're doing from the media. And if you read, Missouri sent out their contract yesterday, which is the first time I've actually seen a contract with a search firm. A lot of it is just work that it takes things off the athletic director's plate. They schedule times for the interviews. You know, they do some of the, I don't know if busy work is the right term, but so they take some things off the plate of the athletic director, basically.
I see Missouri's paying $80,000 for that service. That sounds like a pretty good job, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
They paid $75,000 for the Kim Anderson search firm. I forget what the number was with Odom. I believe NC State is actually paying the same search firm $90,000. So I do not know you know, why Missouri gets a $10,000 discount. I don't know if that's an easier job or what the situation is. But, yeah, it's a good gig if you can get it. You know, it's the college sports equivalent of a consultant, which I am 40 years old, and I do not exactly understand what consultants do. All I know is that I would like to be one.
Yeah, they just have to talk a good game. That's about it.
Colonel Gabriel P. DeArmond with us here, still thinking Tom Crean, but not by any means saying that that is what is going to happen. I saw Greg Doyle's up.
I don't know if I'd say, if I had to guess right now, I said yesterday, I still think Crean and Konzo are the top two, but I've kind of reversed the order.
Wow.
I think Konzo might be like if somebody, you know, said you've got to bet an amount of money that matters to you, who do you put it on? I think as of this morning, I'd put it on Konzo Martin. But again, hey, that may change by this afternoon. And I don't place wagers because the amount of money that matters to me is a pretty small amount. So,
Doug, the Colonel does not wager. But if he had to, an amount that mattered, you know where it'd be going?
Konzo Martin.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
You just said that.
Yeah, I know. But I just
forgot. My runner-up would be Doug Vaughn. He would be second.
Yeah. Well, I could do about what Kim Anderson did, I think. I could probably go 0-35 on the road.
Yeah, I imagine you could. Yeah. In fact, you know what, Doug? If you got the job, I would put my money on you to win 1-35.
Well, thank you. You know what? You just got yourself the assistant job.
Oh, my God. We're watching the whole staff get filled out here.
You got yourself a spot on the bench.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. That'll pay about $400.
If Doug and I were the top two coaches, there would be zero season ticket holders. Like, my parents would not buy season tickets.
We look like a CYC, Jim. Be a couple grandparents watching the Suns play, and that's about it.
Colonel Gabriel P. DeArmond with us here. You can read him on PowerMizzou.com. You want to follow this Missouri coaching search, PowerMizzou.com. Doing it better than anybody. Check out the Colonel's work there and subscribe, PowerMizzou.com. Colonel, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gabe. Now he's on the Konzo trade. There was when Gabe reported that yesterday, I saw it wasn't well received with at least his PowerMizzou compadres. And by compadres, I mean the subscribers.
Well, it's going to be hard to please the hardcore fans who want one of the top coaches in the nation who's winning big right now.
But the thought process is if Tom Crean is going to be available, then you go get Tom Crean. That's what their perspective is.
But there'll be other suitors, you know. I mean, unless you're throwing crazy unheard of money at him. How do you draw him? He'll have options.
From what I've read about Tom Crean is that he can be a little bit difficult, a little prickly to work with, that he definitely wants things his way and that he might clash with some others.
Kind of like you.
Yeah.
Could very well be like me.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm also, you know, considered a candidate now.
Yeah, except for the fact that you'd be hit with NCAA sanctions right away for waving that dollar bill, encouraging your guy to hit a free throw.
Oh, well.
Here's your reward.
Right.
I think
it might be kind of interesting to have the entire arena screaming that in unison.
Ryan Kelly joins us now, and I think Ryan Kelly's at spring training. Good morning, Ryan.
Hello. Boys, how are you?
Hello, Ryan.
You're in Jupiter, Florida, correct?
Yes, sir. Down here right now, coming back this evening with the kids. It's their spring break, and part of a school function, school auction, kind of got me tied into this, but it's been a great trip. 3 nights down here. We caught a game yesterday. It was a great game, good weather, and hitting the beach today and then getting on a plane about 3, 4 o'clock, heading back to Lambert this afternoon. A little short, but that's all the time we really had.
Brian Hockman tweeted out, Ben Hockman, did I call him Brian?
Oh,
Hoxie, sorry. He tweeted out that you had a one-on-one meeting with the general manager, John Mozeliak. What was that discussion about? Probably this
John's
show.
John's a great guy. I was actually sitting in his seat, the guest of the Cardinals and the guest of John, for the game. So we had a quick talk at the beginning of the game, chatted up a little bit, met his wife, kids, they're all down here. And then after the game, I think is the meeting that Ben was talking about. It was more of a good intro about my son. My son Jack's 5 years old. He's as tall as any second or third grader out there. He does baseball. He does hitting lessons once a week. I just wanted to make sure he was staying in front of John because hopefully one day he can work for John and not work for me. So I love for him to be a player. And let me get that intro done.
Nice.
Making it happen.
Scouting process down there. Did you bring the newborn?
No, the newborn's at home with mom. That's one of the other reasons we had to keep it to such a short trip. I'd already committed to this many, many, many months ago, and my wife wasn't the happiest when came time. Like, well, what are we going to do with that auction item trip? I said, well, why don't I just go down, sneak down there for a few days? But I think once I left with the kids, she realized, you know, staying at home with a newborn for the first time since he's been born, she'll have a little one-on-one time. Not the worst thing to get these two wild kids out of the house. So Tracy's at home with the newborn. I'm down here with Addison and Jack. Just a beach, some pools, some Cardinals, putt-putt, dinner, you know, all that kind of stuff. We're heading back today. But I'll tell you this, real quick, while I'm on the radio, I know nobody really cares to hear about my my spring training trip. But here's something really cool for all the listeners, and I mean really cool. And if you're in front of a computer right now, you need to go sign up. The Home Loan Expert is doing a bracket challenge. It's our first year doing it. And when we created the bracket challenge, I was thinking about the 590 listeners. And go to thehomeloanexpert.com. You'll see a big basketball that says the Home Loan Expert Bracket Challenge. Enter our bracket. We're giving away $10,000 cash and prizes to one lucky winner. So it's $10,000. It's about half cash and half trips, including a trip to Cancun. You don't have to be a client to play. You don't have to pay to play. It's totally free. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com, sign up for our bracket challenge, and hopefully I'll be giving away all the money.
There it is, Ryan Kelly, and he has the Home Loan Expert Bracket Challenge, another charitable gesture by our title sponsor, who's taking time out, Doug, from his trip with his young tykes, two of the three, in Jupiter, Florida, call into the radio program for the
God
charitable quest. God bless
you. I'm going to let it go with that. Make sure you fill out the bracket challenge with the Home Loan Expert. It's about ready to close. Free to play. Don't have to be a client. One guy gets it all. You don't have to have a perfect bracket like some of those. You just have to be the top score leader. So check it out, thehomeloanexpert.com. Boys, thanks so much, and look forward to seeing you guys when I get back in town later today, tomorrow sometime.
Thanks, Ryan. There he is. Safe travels back to St. Louis. Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this award-winning radio presentation. Doug, this is a place where Biff makes picks,
you make money.
Biff makes picks, you make money. Biff is on the line. Biff, congratulations on going 5 of 6 last night.
Hey, Timmy, you took them, right?
I did.
All five?
I did. And when I'll tell you, after the Rangers lost, and then I saw that the Predators were down and the Flames had fallen behind early against Pittsburgh, I thought, oh, there goes the whole bankroll, but it was a fun 48 hours. But alas, comebacks galore, and after losing the Rangers Lightning game, you went 5-0. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, let me ask you something, Biff. Let me ask you something. On the fan page, they're asking if you will post your picks. Are you on Facebook?
No, I am not on Facebook, Tim, because I get around too much and I don't want everybody.
Hey, Doug, what does that mean right there? What does that mean?
I don't know what that meant. What do you mean you get around?
Tupac said that, didn't he? I get around. Is that 93?
I don't know.
Look that up, Bob. Would
you? You get around. You think people are going to follow you if you're on Facebook? I mean, wherever you go?
Doug, I just don't want everybody knowing what I'm doing all the time. If I want somebody to know what I'm doing, I'll call and tell you what I'm doing.
All right.
But how are you going to let people know that you have a wonderful meal at P.F. Chang's if you don't post a picture?
Or Cheesecake Factory.
I've never been to P.F. Chang's. Is that any good?
Yes.
It's actually pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah, they have General Tso's and waffle fries.
Yeah, you know, it's very good.
Oh, wow. Hey, Tim, so on your picks, you're officially 11 for 12.
Over the last 3 days.
Picks for,
that's correct, because I did not pick on Sunday. I bet all six of the – I was having dinner with my parents and Anna Marie's parents on Saturday. And I turned to my dad. I said, I don't know if this guy knows what he's doing. All I know is he's red hot. So I threw, Doug, a unit on each game that Biff picked.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm just like, and my dad goes, tell me what this guy's doing. I need to know what's going on here. So I'm like, all right. And then last night you texted right before the Eastern game started up. And I'm like, okay, I'll throw some money on here. And yes, you are 11 of your last 12. I can vouch for that. But the people on the fan page want to know if you'll post the games. I said, I don't think you have an account. And then the other thing is, in my experience, when somebody posts a prediction and it doesn't happen, you are held accountable. And, Doug, it just isn't pretty.
Yeah, they want you to hit 100% of the games.
Right.
Well, let's see, Doug. Here we are. I got stats. I wrote them out to save some time.
All right.
So, in the last 4 days, I'm 20 wins and 2 losses.
Holy moly.
In the last 2 weeks, I'm 40 wins and 9 losses. I did have a streak of 17 straight. In 2 months, I'm up $21,000 on hockey.
Yep, there it is, Doug, the IRS.
And you're up 21 and you bet how much? What did you risk to get to 21,000?
That's the golden nugget there, Doug. To win 21,000, I honestly wagered about. We'll see. Hold on. Let me get the time.
Slide
rule out here.
We got another hour and a half.
Right.
I wagered to win 21,000, approximately $50,500 to win 21.
You bet $50,000 to win 21,000.
50,500, I said, Doug. Listen close.
Well, I was rounding. I was rounding it off.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm looking out the window here. It's snowing on Busch Stadium. Isn't that kind of cool? The roof of Busch Stadium is usually black and it's all white. It's snowing. I'm looking out the window.
Doug, this is my broker fascinated by frozen precipitation. It doesn't matter. Yeah. He makes picks. I make money.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny is in 2.5 weeks, we got the Cardinals-Cubs home opener here at Busch Stadium, and hopefully it'll be 75 degrees and lovely. But anyway, it's snowing right now. Elliot. No, I'm sorry. I meant. Yeah,
What's happening?
Elliot.
Is that your brother? Is that your brother with the ceiling tiles job?
No. He's off working, man. I've been up all night. I'm still drinking beer. I never went to bed last night.
Well, who's there with you?
My dog. I got my dog here.
You were talking to my dog, asparagus. Oh, all right.
I'm feeding my dog asparagus?
Well, they had it last night. If you go to – this is one of your new sponsors, Tim, so I'm sure you don't mind me giving a shout-out. Twin Peaks is, I think, maybe your newest sponsor.
They are. They're a new sponsor. Doug, another new sponsor.
Yeah, they're awesome, Tim. I was there. So what I did is I ponied up when I texted you – I texted you the picks, right? About 5:30 or whatever.
Doug, what time did I get the picks?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
5:45.
About 5:30.
Right.
And I texted you all the picks, and I was ponied up at Twin Peaks, and I ponied up there for about 6 hours and watched all six games, and all six of them, and they got like over 100 TVs there, Tim. And then I ate some chicken wings with some jalapeno butter sauce on them.
Did you?
And the waitresses. They it was bra night, so all the waitresses were just wearing bras and panties. And
oh, for crying out loud.
Doug, this is my broker.
Yeah.
Bra night?
It was bra night, man. You missed it, Doug. I'm telling you. It was great. This is Twin Peaks. This is your new sponsor. The food is amazing. I had a ribeye steak and a 23-ounce ribeye steak with grilled asparagus.
Did you?
And it served with French fries, and then they put parsley butter on it. And then I had, before that was the chicken wings. And then you can also get these country fried cheddar biscuits.
Okay, you've had enough. You've had enough now. That's enough food for two or three people.
It was good though, Doug.
Well, it sounds like it. Yeah. Where is Twin Peaks?
There's one in Maplewood, like right off Hanley, right, Biff? But
yeah,
there's two of them.
It just opened a month ago. And there's another one out in Chesterfield.
Yeah.
But I discovered it in Vegas a year ago. When I was on one of my gambling expeditions, that's where I discovered it at.
Biff, would you say
right
you
there,
are...
You know, by the Wynn.
Right. Yeah, the Wynn Hotel. Why eat at the Wynn when you can enjoy Twin Peaks right next door?
could be bra night. You never know.
So would you say over the last year you're up or down wagering? Because you have called in with a lot of successful stories over the last year.
It's been a good year, Tim. Let's see. So remember that Rams pick I told you about?
Yeah.
I put the $10,000 down. Okay, so there's the Rams win for 10, and then to 21.5. Yeah, 31, about 31.
You're plus 31,000.
Yeah, about yeah.
Not bad, take, Doug. Not bad. That's not bad. So let me ask you this: did you put $500 on each one of your picks last night?
Yeah. All plays are 500 with me. I don't mess around.
Okay, sorry.
But, like, one of them was, like, the Flames were minus 290 getting a goal and a half. So did you bet 500 and then win the ratio? Or did you multiply 500 times 2.9?
So that the 290, that you might as well say 300, right? So, in other words, if that game would have lost, I would have lost 1,500.
Okay, so that's what you're doing. So you're betting the 500 times the 3 there. Okay, I understand now. So you won 500 bucks. So okay, I'm following what you're doing now. You're always playing to win 500 bucks. So those are expensive. Yeah, those are high risk plays, man.
I know, that's why Choate doesn't follow all my plays. I talked to him.
Randy Choate, Doug, he's at the Cardinals. He's involved in this.
He doesn't have the money after, a 20-year major league career to keep up with your bets.
No, he's got the money, man. You got to see this RV he's trying to sell me. He's trying to sell me this. He's got this $80,000, well, it'd be $160,000 brand new, but he's trying to sell it to me for $80,000 because he bought it to go to spring training in, but now he's out of the league and it's just sitting there. He's trying to sell me this big RV for $80,000. And I'm thinking about it, you know, but I'm not sure.
You couldn't park it at your place. It wouldn't fit in the garage.
Here, Doug.
What's that?
Yeah. I got room to park it here. I got like 12 parking spots in the garage for when you guys come over.
Do you really? You get 12 just for your unit?
Well, no, I got a special deal, man. I've been here 8 years. I'm the kingpin of this building. I've been here the longest. Oh, I got 12 parking spots.
Can I borrow one of those when I have to park at Channel 4 and can't get the garage?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, Doug, it's not called Channel 4. It's called Doug's Big Channel.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm watching it right now, Doug. I've been watching Channel 4 for like 2 hours right now.
Oh, well, then I can. I guess the answer is yes. I can borrow a parking spot down there.
Oh, to be drunk and watching morning news.
I'm still drinking a beer. I never went to bed. I got to be honest. I'm too excited. I've never been on a roll like this. You know, 40 wins and 9 losses in 2 weeks, 20-2 in 2 days. I couldn't even sleep. You know, I'm just like.
But don't you have to go to work today?
I go to work whenever I say. You know, I work for myself. So.
I haven't heard that Hooters girl around lately. Where's she at?
Oh, that's Iggy's the man. So since your show's over, I'm gonna pass out like a sleeping dog.
Yeah.
And then she's supposed to come over at 5. I'm gonna hang out with her for the rest of the night. I'll just wake up, start drinking some beer, go out with the Hooters chick, bet on hockey again, Diggy.
Mm. God, this guy's got it all figured out.
What a lifestyle.
There's not one person listening to this who wouldn't trade with Biff.
Well, you know, it's been through a lot of hard times, but. You know, it all works out sometimes. But I'm seriously, Tim, when you're hot, and I'm seriously thinking of throwing down and just taking off to Vegas Thursday, because the biggest days for hockey, for all you listeners, you know, don't want to bet on hockey, Thursdays and Saturdays is typically the best 2 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Doug, those are the four best days.
That's over half the week.
Well, Tuesday's big, but I'm just saying, if you want to go to Vegas, Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
You better get to Vegas stat.
Have you got a good play for tonight? Just a small taste?
Yeah, do you have
get someone started.
Because we talked to your brother Sully in the 7 o'clock hour, and he said he doesn't release his plays until 5 o'clock.
Right, and that's why I called you at 5:45, Tim.
Right.
He gave me his. And his all won. He went 3 for 3. But see, I'm a baller. 3 for 3, that's not as good as 5 for 6. So I always take a few more risks and come out a little more ahead. See?
Yeah.
It's working, Biff.
Can I release these plays on the fan pin tonight?
Yeah, you can put all my – Tim, you can put all my plays on the fan pin. I'm good with that.
All right. You're gonna catch hell if you have a bad night. I just want to warn you.
Hey, I got a – what about this one? Listen to this. This is just a fun trip.
Oh.
But just as a stat, the Cardinals have only been in Yankee Stadium once in the last 50 years.
2003, Roger Clemens won his 300th game, and Edgar Renteria struck out for his 5,000th strikeout, 3,000th strikeout. What was it, Doug?
Yeah, something like that.
It was in the beginning of the era of the interleague play. And so they've only played one series there in 50 years, but they are going to be there exactly 1 month from today.
Yeah.
They're going to be there. They're going to be there for a 3-game series, and I will be there, and I will call in a live report from Yankee Stadium for you.
Wow, Doug, look at that.
That'd be a treat is what that would be. Yeah, that would be really nice.
Put that on the calendar, Seamonster.
Yep, along with Lisa Ann.
And I don't know what girl, but I'll take some girl with me. But it, That's going to be a big one. The Cardinals and the Yankees. It's already, I think that's already on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. It's already on like Fox Game of the Week on Saturday.
Do you need us to find you a date for this trip to New York? Or what about the Hooters gal?
Well, she's one of my choices. I decide which one, but she's one of them. Might be one of them. And anyway, hey Doug.
Yeah.
What if we, instead of Doug's Big Channel? What if we call it Doug's Butt Channel?
Yeah, hey.
Well done, Biff.
Well done. We're going to weave in some material.
All right, knock
it
off.
Is that okay or no?
No, that's not okay, Biff. And what about that parking spot?
You got the parking spot, Doug. You can have it year-round if you want it. I'll save it for you.
Yeah, I'd like that. I need a card to get in there.
Hey, I'll give you. It's a fob called a fob, Doug. It's a little, you seen the little fob where you just hold it and then beeps and then you get in, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I was trying to stay awake all night because I came home, Twin Peaks shut down at midnight. So then I got home from Ubers, and I'll give a tip to the listeners. When you get on Uber, you got 5 minutes to cancel your last Uber. So what you do is you keep clicking through Uber and you keep canceling them until you find a good-looking girl on the Uber because it has a photo and their car. So ideally you get a photo of a hot girl and a nice car. So, you know, you're just sitting at the bar anyway. You might as well keep clicking. Okay, cancel the fat white guy. Cancel the good-looking black guy. You cancel the brown guy.
Sure.
Cancel the chubby white girl.
Sure.
All of a sudden there's a hot girl of any shade.
Yeah,
and you click that, and you take the hot Uber driver. It's just a tip for the listeners.
Doug, that's
it doesn't cost you nothing.
It's just a nice traveling tip. It's a very nice tip. Biff's tips. That's what this segment is.
Well, and then, so I was trying to stay awake all night because I knew if I fell asleep, I wouldn't be able to stay awake to talk about the streak on the betting.
Right.
So I had 375 voicemails, I noticed. So that kind of kept me up for about five of them.
Who was that? Who's calling you?
375 voicemails.
I don't think I know 375 people.
They went back like a year and a half. I mean, most of it was work. And
you're supposed to check that daily.
Well, I just see a missed call and I call them. But once in a while, I was like, oh, crap, there's a job I could have, whatever. There's some girl, whatever. You know, well, I should have listened to them, I guess. But I usually just call the missed call, you know. Well, they're, you know, Elliot, the play of the week, Tim, is, this is the play for the listeners, your new sponsor. So Friday is actually St. Patrick's Day. Today's only Tuesday. I went and discovered it on Monday for all your listeners. You go to the Twin Peaks. They're wearing bras and little panties and little short skirts.
Easy, Biff.
And they're all cute, and there's lots of girls, and their food's great. And you go there, and they got over 100 TVs. How can you go wrong with that? Kat, can you chime in? What do you think?
Clip that off. And the food's good?
It's not good, Kat. It's great.
And they're a sponsor?
Nelly is home.
So it sounds delightful.
And they're a sponsor. And Kat, they have great fries, too.
Well, what kind of fries do they have, Biff?
That's important.
They're kind of like, man, it's like a hybrid. It's like a hybrid of a McDonald's fry, only a little thicker.
It's like a five-wood and a three-iron, Doug.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you guys have covered every fry I ever heard of except one.
What's that?
So, Tim, you've been to Vegas. Have you ever been? You know that show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri?
Fieri.
Why are you morphing to John Miller calling a Giants game?
Fieri. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, Guy Fieri?
I know who it is.
Yeah. He's got a restaurant in Vegas, right, Tim? Do you know that?
When I'm in Las Vegas, I tend to not hit Guy Fieri's places. What does he have?
You're missing it, Tim. It's the crap. It's nice. So Guy Fieri's got this restaurant right there on the middle of the strip. I want to say right in front of Harrah's by Caesar's Palace. And this is the ultimate fry, Kat. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Okay. He doesn't just have one kind of fries. With every sandwich,
what you get.
Doug, you have a problem with the way he said sandwich there?
A little bit. You know.
Sandwich.
It's not a sandwich.
Listen to this, Kat. So you get steak fries. You get curly fries. You get seasoned fries, you get waffle fries, you get McDonald's-style fries, you get Steak and Shake thin-cut fries, and you get, like, there's, like, seven other, you get, like, there's, like, 11 kinds of fries with your side. How can you beat that?
Well, you really can't.
Clip that off
it's
for sure.
Every kind of
fries. That was like a Douglas schedule reading of the potato family.
It's every kind of fries. It's like fry heaven. I mean, I'd like to see you guys do a show. You guys could do a show just based on the fries this guy serves, you know? It's out of this world.
Does 11 different types of fries seem like that might be overdoing it? I'm just asking for a friend.
Well, I typically next morning get up and jog about 5 miles to like jog it off, but that's me. But it's good. I mean, you don't think that sounds good, Kat, having that many fries?
Yeah, it sounds a little intriguing, yeah.
You know, it's Plowboy's birthday today. Why don't you take him to dinner tonight at the Twin Peaks?
Got Hooters gal tonight, so I'll put him in.
Well, he can be in a cuck situation. Just bring him.
Hold on. I'm going to reserve Plowboy a dinner.
I'll cuck you, bro.
He's on me, but it won't be tomorrow. It won't be tonight. And then tomorrow night, Hannah from Hot Shots, I'm supposed to be with her tomorrow night. So I got a couple nights booked up. Baby Vegas is Thursday.
Right.
Plowboy, just say about a week from now, DB's is on me.
Yeah, fill me in early April. That's fine, Biff.
Yeah, it's all me. Food and drinks, it's all included. Yeah, it's all good. But I'm telling you, those fries, that man, they give you all those 18 kinds of fries. It's
thought it was 11.
Bomb. Whatever, something like that.
All right.
So right. I'll give you a note. The cutest girl tonight at the Twin Peaks. Hold on, I got notes here. I took notes.
He has notes.
Sammy was her name.
Sammy. Samantha.
Was the cutest girl at Twin Peaks, and she was really cool. She had a shot glass on a necklace, and people were doing shots out of the necklace glass. It looks like a St. Patrick's Day mug. Okay, so that's at Twin Peaks.
And you wrote that down.
Hello.
Yeah, there she is now.
Yeah, I took notes. And then not only that, but they have spicy gravy, like country gravy.
Yeah.
And if you're in the country, Motif Twin Peaks has like mooses in the walls and like deers and elks and fishes, like bass fishes. And it's like a country lodge in there.
Well, hello, Daddy. How you doing?
Are those all plural?
Yeah, you get country gravy on whatever you want too. You know, it's a good time. So, just a shout out to one of your newest sponsors, Tim. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and we'll be at Twin Peaks in Chesterfield from 12 to 6 on Thursday, and Twin Peaks in Maplewood from 12 to 6 on Friday. Doug, how about that?
Really?
Yeah, because
when is this, Tim? This week?
Yep, but you'll be in Las Vegas, baby.
Well, no, I might put that on hold to go to your show. Hold on, when are you gonna be there?
I wouldn't put it on hold, but I mean, if you want to, we'll be at Twin Peaks Chesterfield from 12 to 6 on Thursday.
But not us.
No.
Right.
Show, not us.
But
show.
I speak first person plural about our radio station. You know why?
What?
Mi familia.
Okay.
Mi familia.
Oh. I got to the day shows are going to be at the one in Chesterfield on Thursday.
Let me ask you two high rollers this. I got a buddy who texted in, and he said, "You cannot celebrate the wins nor lament the losses, or you'll miss your next money-making opportunity."
Wow.
Your thoughts?
Is that Warren Buffett?
That's a good one. Boy, that's a good one, Kat.
It's from Duke. Duke and Biff. They're going to do an afternoon show on one of these AM stations.
Oh, I'll just say this. Of the 21,000 I'm up this year, I've spent about 4,000 at the strip bar, and it was 4,000 well spent. That leaves about $17,000 to invest in the company. Not bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. What company?
My company.
Oh, all right.
Biff Enterprise.
You know, I build stuff. Right. I build things, you know, big buildings, tall stuff.
Mm. Oh my God. I want a job with your company, Biff. I want it really bad.
I can hook you up with Sully. Sully hangs the ceiling. Doug, can you handle looking straight up in the air all day long like my
brother? Not really, no.
Biff, do you need a driver, like, to the to and fro from these places? I notice you're racking up a big Uber bill, and, you know, for the entertainment value that I bring to the table, maybe I can be your driver on these evening getaways to Twin Peaks, Hooters, Hot Shots, etc.
That'd be great, because you've already proven you can smoke your Cheech and Chong out, and no, the cops don't care. That'd be perfect. That'd be perfect, Clubboy.
It's a great endorsement.
Sounds like you've been hired. Hey, Biff, we got Larry on the line because we have the WWE recap. Larry, you there? Oh, I lost Biff. Damn it, I lost Biff. That's on me. Hello, Larry.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Maybe Biff will call back in. Were you listening to Biff?
I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I heard what you guys were saying.
I'm getting a headache.
Biff was the one doing all the talking, so what were you listening to?
I can't hear what Biff is saying because I don't know how your phone lines are working over there.
It's our fault. Well, sorry, Nixie.
It's okay.
All right.
Larry, Biff is having a hell of a run on his NHL picks.
And he's been up all night after staring at waitresses at Twin Peaks and taking notes. Doug, do you have a problem with that if a guy sits at a bar and watches waitresses and writes down notes?
I don't.
No, I don't either, I guess. He's got it figured out.
Let's see. I think I got Biff and Larry together. Biff, you back?
Yeah.
Larry's on the line.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Biff. How's Larry doing?
That's the end of the show.
Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hear Mayday, Doug. Hello, London.
You know what? Can you hear the other guy talk? Larry said he couldn't hear Biff talk.
I did a few seconds, and he must have hung up.
Can you hear him? Can you hear him talking now, Larry? Say something, Biff.
I did for a few seconds.
Say something, Biff.
Hey.
Did you hear that, Larry?
Doug's big butt.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. I can hear everybody.
Okay, good.
Pretty good.
Larry with the NHL picks.
I'm getting a migraine now. I'm getting a big, fat migraine headache.
Hockey picks. Tim, start putting it on the fan page. I'm fine. I don't care.
Okay, I'm getting the throbbing is now.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our
590 fan.
Wrestling insider Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Larry. Just wait a minute.
Plowsy's trying to move this along. That's all.
Mayday, mayday.
Yes, we hear you, Larry. Do you hear us? Larry! Do you hear us? Larry! Do you hear us?
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes! Do you hear us? Larry! Can you hear us? He doesn't hear us, fellas.
Larry, are you there?
No, he's not there.
Biff, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm watching the snow on Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
All right. Biff, ask Larry if he can hear you.
Can you
hear me? Biff, ask Larry if he can hear you.
Hi, Larry. Are you there?
I think I'm having an aneurysm now.
All right. Maybe we drop Biff. Maybe that'll help us hear Larry.
Biff, you can go back to watching the snow fall on Busch Stadium.
Yeah, there's snow on the roof.
All right,
okay,
thank you.
That's how it works.
We'll get a crew over there.
Larry, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys now.
Okay.
I don't know what the problem is.
It's exhausting. Whatever it is, it's just worn me out.
Well, here's something else we can wear you out with. So here's the WWE recap.
Nice segue there, sir. And what a night it was last night. As the Heartbreak Kid stunned the audience and made a glorious return to Raw.
Roman, I'm not going to waste your time, my man, and I'll cut right to the chase. Look, I saw what happened between you and The Undertaker last week, and I definitely saw a few minutes ago what happened. All right, that gong went off and you got distracted. My friend, I've got news for you. You are distracted and you are unfocused. I'm on your side, man. I will acknowledge you are the big dog. This is your yard. But how about you acknowledge that I am Mr. Wrestle Frickin' Mania? You need to understand something, man. I'm not out here to get confrontational with you. I'm on your side.
With all due respect,
uh-oh.
The Undertaker retired you.
I said all due respect.
And I'm the guy that's going to retire him.
Imagine where that conversation went.
Who are those two guys now?
Almost like we picked the wrong part.
Who are those two guys, Larry?
They were the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, who is a WWE Hall of Famer. And the other guy was Roman Reigns.
Okay. And what are they arguing about now?
Last night during Roman Reigns' match with Jinder Mahal, the Undertaker's theme was starting to hit, then they turned it off to distract Roman Reigns because at WrestleMania, it's Roman Reigns versus the Undertaker.
Well, that made perfect sense.
And then Shawn Michaels came out and say that he's on Roman Reigns' side. So openly, that you heard in the clip, said that the Undertaker retired him, and Roman Reigns is going to retire the Undertaker.
Okay. Anything else happening on the show that we should know about?
Oh.
Take your time.
The man who is the commissioner of Monday Night Raw forced Mick Foley, who I interviewed along with the Bella Twins back in 2013 at Bush Stadium.
Right.
He, Stephanie McMahon told Mick Foley to choose one person to fire on the entire Raw roster. Hmm. And then at the end of Raw, Mick Foley came out and he chose that one person. You ever know who it was?
Probably somebody who had another job lined up and was quitting. So they said, I know, we can just kind of put this into the show and act like you're being fired when, in fact, he's quitting.
Mm. No.
Okay, who was it?
He chose Stephanie McMahon.
Oh. All right.
Because Stephanie McMahon did not say which one person. She just said, you need to fire one person. So, if Foley choosing Stephanie McMahon, that came out left field. Fast forces Triple H to come out to the ring, and boy, Mick Foley. But here's the shocker. When Mick Foley turned his back, he brought out a familiar thing from the Attitude Era, which was Mr. Taco.
Doug, Mr. Taco.
I have no idea what's going on with this story. I have no idea what...
Can I say this, Doug?
Okay, yeah.
So, Mick Foley put Mr. Taco down the gullet of Triple H until Stephanie McMahon came up from behind and gave Mick Foley a low blow. And then out comes Seth Rollins, making everybody think that he's still injured, but he shocks the world by throwing out the crutch, and he was okay. Hops in the ring, kicks almost a holy high heck out of Triple H.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, Triple H gets back up and grabs the crutch and uses it on Seth Rollins' knee.
Oh. Re-injuring it, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Seth Rollins was wanting to come back in time for WrestleMania, which is about 3 weeks, to face Triple H. But if I know Seth Rollins, he's going to go back into rehab, bust his butt, try to get that knee back to where it was last night.
Come on, he didn't really hurt the knee, Larry. The knee's fine. And when he hit him with the crutch, he didn't really hit him with the crutch. The crutch hit the floor right before it hit him.
Doug, like I said, no, you won't shut your mouth.
All right.
How about a Mick Foley-Stephanie McMahon match at WrestleMania?
All of a sudden, there's a...
Can't hear me now again.
There was also a discrepancy about the all-women's title match. Because Nia Jax says that she was robbed from being in that match. So she beat up Bayley to the point of getting disqualified because, from my understanding, the referee was supposed to break the companions out of the corner
right
before the count of five. Nia Jax didn't do that, so the referee disqualified Nia Jax.
Well, hello, Daddy. How you doing?
Who's Daddy?
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. We're fascinated by the stories you're telling.
Who is Daddy?
But anyway, that's what happened last night.
Okay, Larry, who is Larry? Larry, who is Daddy?
Number five, Old Monroe.
What's going on?
Are you in the top five countries now?
Yes.
Settle the bill.
Okay, Old Monroe is number one.
No, number five, Doug.
Okay, number five.
Number four, Paul Reiser.
It's a good choice, but I'm still confused and have a headache.
Number three, Jerusalem.
Okay.
Any countries at all on the list?
Yes, Doug. Number two, Israel.
Yep. All right. That's a good one.
And what's number one, United States of America.
Yes. Yes.
Still don't know who Daddy is.
And, of course, there's something about Flousy's cage as an honorable mention. Today is Flousy's birthday.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Well, hello, Daddy. How you doing?
Okay. Can I do a live read before we sign off?
Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert?
Yes.
Yeah, we've covered that. Ryan called in. It was wonderful. Doug, it's what it's like 314-781-9700. Right, the home loan expert. Yeah, we're up against a break, and you know we hit breaks hard around here.
Yeah, you guys ball so hard.
Clip that off. Larry, wonderful call. I like that you just ignored the questions and plowed straight ahead as if you didn't even hear us, frankly. And I tip my cap to you for that.
Thank you. God bless you guys. God bless my night of fan gaming as well. My fan HD2 at insidesale.com. God bless the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And God bless America. More coming up on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Only on the 5 night of fan gaming as well. My fan HD2 and insidesale.com.
Heaven's sakes. All right, thank you, Nixie.
God bless you, and God bless these United States of America, the wonderful Larry Nichols. Send your thoughts on in the last half hour of radio. Email in the morning after at insidestl.com for the hot shots email of the day. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.